Joining us in our makeshift studio, Michael Shapiro. He's the managing director here at Synthesis. Michael, thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you, Howard, and hello to all the listeners. Very exciting event happening at Synthesis, our annual hackathon.
Really, really amazing. Normally, I mean, is this the first time you're doing a social type of thing, or is this something that is normally, what is a hackathon normally used for?
Right, so very, very good question. It is the first time that we're doing a social-based theme.
Right.
Previously, we've done other themes. One of them was a very innovative way to actually showcase our technology at conferences. But participating with Chai FM, it was a great idea for us to pick something that was social and very topical. So gender-based violence is certainly an issue, and technology always can assist us with being able to address these difficult challenges.
Right. And tell me, first of all, I mean, for anybody who doesn't know who Synthesis is, what is the Synthesis technology?
So Synthesis is a digital and cloud company focusing on emerging technologies. The company's a South African success story. Been in operation for 23 years, pretty much focusing on development, consulting in the tech area. A lot of companies call it fintech,
right.
And that's really the type of work that we do.
So, and give me the history of the company. So 23 years old, where did it all start?
Yes, so amazing story. The company was founded by Jack Cohen, Dr. Jack Cohen, who actually was my lecturer at University of Advanced Rand.
Yeah,
Jack was a PhD in electrical engineering, highly, highly intelligent, capable consultant, started up the business together with one of his other students, Jake Shepherd, and the other founder of the business. And Jake's still very much active today in the business, and your listeners would know
him.
Resident psychologist and software engineer.
It's the strangest combination, but somehow his wisdom is incredible. We speak to him every Friday morning. So that's they started the company.
Yes, I joined 17 years ago.
Okay.
Can comfortably say that pretty much love and enjoy every day of work at Synthesis. It doesn't feel like work, certainly.
Yeah.
Someone had to walk around the offices today.
It doesn't look like work.
Definitely doesn't look like work. My kids always joke seeing the Nerf gun wall and seeing the video games, and when I send some posts to the family group, they say it looks like a hell of a lot of fun at Synthesis. And it really is.
But I think that also creates it almost leads us onto that culture discussion, because, and certainly again, our listeners would have heard Jake's focus on culture, but to walk into the company, you get that sense of culture immediately, that there's a focus on creativity, on people being happy, on the employee and the member of the team enjoying their work experience. How do you create that?
Yes, I think it starts with, you know, sort of the founders of the company, the people that are hired to join the team. So we're very much a professional team, but have an informal culture. Delivery is tantamount. We focus on ensuring that our customers come first, ensuring that we deliver supreme service to them. And I think what's important, and Jake goes through a very intensive interview process. He may have spoken about it previously. We look for people that are humble, hungry, smart. But I think what's key is people that are authentic, people that are passionate about what they do, people that are passionate about technology, really love what they're doing. And that resonates really well with our customers, the team. There's a lot of delegation in Synthesis. I think we try and say to people, delegate as much as possible. Then when you're feeling uncomfortable, delegate a little bit more. Give them that trust.
In other words,
trust
people.
Yeah. Exactly.
In other words, give people the responsibility. Let them thrive. You don't have to control everything yourself, really.
Exactly.
An amazing story. And the culture of the company embodied in actually being embodied in the hackathon, and that's doing good for society, really.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, technology can be used for good. Everyone uses technology almost every hour of the day. So to use it for good is something really positive. But I think, you know, what's quite interesting is a lot of people say, you know, why a hackathon? Where does the idea come from? Maybe it's worthwhile sharing a story. We did a lot of work with Amazon. Amazon have a cloud business called Amazon Web Services.
Yes, AWS. We spoke to Daryl Govind a little bit earlier, head of cloud at Synthesis. So he was telling us about AWS. So
we interact a lot with them, and we're meeting up with one of their global heads. Their chief technology officer sits on the main board of Amazon. He consults and advises Jeff Bezos. He's a Dutchman. His name is Dr. Werner Vogels from Amsterdam.
Did you hear Zanati from Amsterdam? Zanati is very connected to Amsterdam.
Yes. So I've heard. Yes.
Right. Yes. She met somebody on Tinder in Amsterdam, and it's gone very, very nicely, in case you were wondering. Yeah. Anyways, but I don't know if they're related.
Possibly not.
Yes.
But Werner tells the story of how he challenges his engineering team. Once he called them all aside, these are very senior engineers, some people from Unit 8200 in the IDF, people that have double masters from Harvard and MIT. And he said to them, if Amazon had to deliver packages to Mars, how would they be able to do it? And he left them for 8 hours. And he said to them, come up with a solution.
What a brilliant challenge, delivering packages to Mars.
So 8 hours later, his team presents back to him. They're going to create a forward landing base on the moon. So to get packages to the moon requires one rocket. Then from there, there's a lot less gravity. They could catapult and shoot packages all the way to Mars. They came up with the perfect solution, costed it, did the feasibility studies on it. And after they'd finished, he sat them down and he said, okay, team, let me just ask you a question. Today, Amazon cannot deliver packages to the Philippines. You just worked out a way in which you can deliver packages to Mars. And I think that's the purpose of a hackathon, really stretching people, showing our team what they can do within 24 hours. Really, really astounding. And they can use that same principle, that same approach for their customer projects, for things that they're doing in their day-to-day work. So it's really astounding what can be pulled together. And I think I'm going to be very, very surprised, pleasantly surprised by the outputs of what we see today.
So you're sitting on a panel a little bit later where the teams are presenting. How does that work?
So at 11 o'clock, as you mentioned, the countdown is ticking.
Yeah.
The teams are now busy putting their final touches. All of the 10 teams will present their output.
Right.
It has to be a tangible output. It's either an app, a presentation, a set of technology. And then they'll be adjudicated in terms of who the winner is. And ideally, that actually then gets taken into a live application.
Right. And the panel, you're on the panel. I know Kathy Kaler from Chai is on the panel. Jan van Meulen, technology editor at My Broadband. He's on the panel. His wife, actually, who happens to be a very real... We can ask her about Mars because she's a rocket scientist, is on the panel. Some representatives from First for Women, from there, they'll also be there. So it's a very, very interesting and diverse panel, where we're going to be showcasing some of the incredible technology that people have been developing. Michael Shabero joining us in our makeshift studio. He is managing director of Synthesis Technologies, and we're talking and we're broadcasting live from the Synthesis Hackathon, where they are using tech for good. All right, so we've spoken about culture. We've spoken about the fact that hackathons can be used to help society. But can you just give us, and we of course have also spoken about where Synthesis came from, the development, the fact that it's a South African success story. Today, what are the main areas that Synthesis is involved in?
Yeah, so we're focusing on financial services development. We count 5 of the 6 major banks as our customers. We do a lot of work for them, moving them onto the cloud, specifically the AWS cloud. A lot of digital work, so internet banking, security, ensuring that they communicate effectively with their customers over multiple channels.
Right.
It could be the ATM channel, it could be in branch, it could be via web and mobile, and creating personalized and high-touch experience for those institutions. We're also doing a lot of work for the retail sector. So we've got a team down in Cape Town focusing a lot on data, focusing a lot on how the retailers can actually use technology and payments to further their endeavors of serving their customers better. Those are the two main areas that we focus on.
So that, for an example, would be something like a bank wants to communicate with its customers, but it can't send everything to everybody. Because otherwise you just get inundated, you know, I might not be interested, I might not drive a car, therefore I don't want to be offered finance about it or insurance. This is the type of thing that that Synthesis would be involved in, is that right?
Correct. That's one of the showcase projects that we've done with one of our local banks.
Right.
Personalization. So being able to communicate at the right time with the right product to that target market. So pulling in data, their own data or third party data, and really customizing a message that's appropriate. People get too much information, and it's hell of a useful to get the right information at the right time. So the cloud on AWS enables some of that technology, and in our software development team is able to bring that local expertise, a local flavor to our institutions. And really, I think we're sometimes streets ahead of banking institutions in America. If you've experienced banking in Israel,
I think they're still using faxes there, if I'm not mistaken.
Faxes and checks.
Well, America still uses checks.
Exactly.
South Africa, you know, we spend a lot of time knocking our own country.
And really, stuff that we should be proud of what we've done. Also, what's a major success story hasn't been publicized enough. Two major companies, global tech companies, are investing in South Africa and Africa. Amazon with their region, their data centers going live in Cape Town in a few months' time. Microsoft, the same thing. And in fact, Oracle just made an announcement that they're also spending hundreds of millions of dollars inside of South Africa. That's investment, job creation in South Africa. And Synthesis is one of the companies that aids our institutions use these technologies.
Really, really amazing, because we do spend so much time being negative. You walk into to the Synthesis environment here this morning, and you can see the incredible amount of energy, of positivity. And when you look at some of the customers and some of the technologies that Synthesis is leveraging off and developing themselves, you think this is you can see that this is incredible what we are capable of in this country.
Absolutely, and we try and create that environment of positivity. Mm. I think one of the apps that's being developed today is going to mine out negative words and replace with positive words inside of WhatsApp, inside of other platforms. So yeah, something that I think we should do every day.
Absolutely.
Remove the negativity and focus on what's great in South Africa.
Which is why I'm not going to read Mike Lubow's message, because he says, Howard, of course it's not time to panic. We should have already panicked that weeks ago. You see, Michael, we're not doing that. We are not going to focus on the negative at all. Indeed. Time is 7:39. Michael Shapiro, the Managing Director at Synthesis, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll catch you just before 9 o'clock to round this all up. We'll see if we can find you then. We, of course, are coming to you live from the Synthesis Hackathon. We've asked 10 teams to develop technology in 24 hours to help address gender-based violence. And some of the ideas are absolutely incredible, and we're going to showcase those in a short while. Louis Karpus wanted to know from us who won last year's Jerusalem Marathon. First correct answer in. David Zimmerman says Ronald Kimeli from Kenya. And, of course, I've got Ronald Kurgat of Kenya. I don't know. That's according to Louis Karpus. We have a dispute. I'm going to declare a dispute. Where is VAR when you need it? Time is 7:40. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. We're going to take a song, and we'll be back.